Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul's School of God and the grace of Jesus Christ is quickly spreading the gospel message throughout Asia and having a massive local impact on the sale of idols. The merchants and craftsmen are upset and about to take action. Step into my story and find out what happened. The ministries of Paul were having an impact on the sale of idols and magic books. One merchant, Demetrius, a silversmith who made shrines for the goddess Artemis, is gathering a movement against Paul. At the meeting, Demetrius reasoned with the merchants and craftsmen. Men, you know our prosperity depends upon the sale of idols, magic books, and the worship of our goddess Demetrius. All of you know that in Ephesus and most parts of Asia, Paul has been persuading people that gods are not gods if they're made by human hands. Now, this is not only dangerous that our trade will fall into disrepute, but the great temple of the goddess Demetrius will be regarded as worthless with all of Asia and the world worshiping Demetrius for a magnificent will end. The crowd was enraged and cried out in one voice, "Great Demetrius of Ephesus!" The crowd went wild, nabbing some of Paul's traveling companions, taking them to a theater for a mob trial. The Roman proconsul stepped in, telling everyone there needs to be a lawful trial. They insisted that these men could be charged with starting a riot or disorderly conduct, but either way, the proconsul will bring charges in a lawful assembly. The crowds then dispersed. After the uproar ended, Paul thought it might be better if he held out in Macedonia until things had calmed down a bit. It is like a broken record. Paul, through the power of God, is turning the world upside down, with people leaving the idols they worship behind for Jesus Christ. Paul is the target of the local craftsmen as they blame him for the drop in business, as people repent and turn over a new life in Christ. Paul can no longer stay here, so where next will he go? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.